Hi, I'm Nicole from Homer's Soil and Water with this week's roundup of news and tidbits on local agriculture and wild habitat too. First up is an announcement for local growers and ranchers who sold their products in 2019 or 2020. This includes anybody growing vegetables, fruits, flowers, nursery starts, or raises livestock, or does aquaculture shellfish. You may recall that late last year, the USDA released their CFAP2, or Coronavirus Food Assistance Program version 2, as part of the CARES Act. This was the program that was built to offer financial relief to producers due to market disruptions and associated costs because of COVID-19. Well, CFAP2 is back. Registration reopened on April 5th, and you do not need to have suffered any sales losses at all in 2020 to be eligible. It is purely based on the dollar amount you made on farm sales prior to the pandemic. CFAP2 was brought back through the American Rescue Plan Act, which included over $16 billion for agriculture relief and programs at the USDA, and this time with greater emphasis on outreach to small and socially disadvantaged producers, specialty crop and organic producers. I have personally helped farmers with applications and can attest that these can be done in as little as 10 minutes. You just fill out the form, include what your 2019 farm sales were, or if you were a new farm in 2020, there's a slightly different process for you, and send it off to the USDA Farm Service Agency. If they have any questions, they'll contact you. Then they'll process you and cut you a check for right around 9% of the farm sales you reported. It's that easy. There are three ways to learn more or to apply. You can apply straight through an online application portal, or you can reach out directly to the Farm Service Agency office for South Central Alaska. To reach them, contact Erin Sturtevant. Her contact information can be found on their website. Or if computers aren't your thing, you can contact me. I can help you file the application. To reach me, just leave a message at the Homer Soil and Water office line at 235-8177 extension 5 or email me at nicole@homerswcd.org. There's also a 1-877 hotline where farmers can ask questions to USDA staff. In other news, the Homer Seed Library has a couple more free online classes coming up soon. These classes are made possible through a generous grant from the Homer Foundation and will be taught by Saskia Esslinger, who coordinates the Seed Library. First, on Tuesday, May 11th, No Dig Gardening at 7 p.m. This class is for any gardener who wants to learn how to have abundant, low-maintenance beds without digging or tilling the soil, which is the basis for regenerative gardening or farming. Then on Tuesday, May 18th, Beginning Seed Saving, also at 7 p.m. In this class, you'll get the basics on seed saving so you know what to save and what not to save. Learn how to save the easy crops. Both classes are held via Zoom. To register, visit Saskia's website at teachgardening.com and click the Homer Seed Library link. Another online workshop to know about if you're a local grower, baker, salsa, or hot sauce maker, the Alaska Food Hub is having a vendor information session on May 20th. They'll also take a look back at the 2020 sales season, so if you're interested in selling your freshly grown foods or make cottage foods or other homemade goods like soaps, you can register for this workshop by visiting the Alaska Food Hub Facebook page or email them at info@alaskafoodhub.org. And lastly, two announcements from the Invasive Species Desk at Homer Soil and Water. First is a public announcement for anybody who has fish tanks or knows somebody who does. Invasive zebra mussels have been found on moss balls in Alaska. These are little balls of moss that get sold for use in fish tanks. Zebra mussels, you may know, are the invasive species that is famous for invading the Great Lakes and is causing problems in many waterways in the lower 48. Water that has had these moss balls in it can carry baby zebra mussels and get into Alaskan waterways through public water systems. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service wants to make sure we don't let zebra mussels become a problem in Alaska and is encouraging anybody who would like to learn more to call the Invasives Hotline at 1-877-INVASIVE. That's invasive spelled without the E at the end. And lastly, Catherine at Homer Soil and Water would like everyone to know that the bird cherry removal cost share program that was offered last year is back. Bird cherry trees, or mayday and choke cherry trees as they are commonly known, have become an invasive species in Alaska, especially when they spring up in wild habitat after birds have carried off the seeds. They are known now to negatively impact wild habitat, and invasive species managers are encouraging landowners who have these types of trees to remove them so that we can reduce the seed load being carried off property. The cost share program offers a $100 reimbursement for the first 20 landowners who remove the bird cherry trees from their property to reimburse them for the purchase of replacement ornamental plants or trees. For more information, email the Kenai Peninsula Invasive Species Management Area at kenaipeninsula.invasives@gmail.com.